22-year-old Alexandra Dubois knows just what she wants to do with her life. She's already doing it. Dubois is a senior studying composition at the Indiana University School of Music and the winner of the Kronos Quartet's first Composers Under 30 competition. She had a chance to work with Kronos in the spring as they learned and performed a piece she wrote for them. She says student composers already know a lot of what they can expect in the real world.
There's a lot of freedom that comes with being a composer, but it takes a lot of hard work to have any kind of stability. Composers don't worry about going out into the world and getting laid off because we're pretty much unemployed to begin with. Yet being a composer is not a typical 9-to-5 job. As a composer, you are first an artist. You do it because you love it, but you're faced with the challenge of acting as your own copyist, publicist, and publisher. Sometimes you're the performer or a conductor, too. As a younger composer, if you want your music to be performed, success definitely takes more than just writing the music. During the school year, it's often impossible to find time to write before 7 or 8 at night because of classes, rehearsals, and seminars. All of these are important for becoming a composer, but take away time from actually writing music. Getting your music performed is another challenge. There are many students here at Indiana University who are very excited to play new music, but their schedules may not allow for a lot of rehearsal time before the performance. More often than not, just as the piece is beginning to come together, the rehearsal time runs out and the performance is in about an hour. When the Kronos Quartet was preparing to play my piece, I was able to see just how fast-paced and intense professional rehearsals can be. In part because they worked so well together, they very quickly learned the notes, the tempos, and the overall feel of the piece. We were then able to spend the majority of the rehearsal time on interpretation and on expression. This is really thrilling for a composer to have this kind of an immediacy of expression. My piece is called Oculus Pro Oculo Totum Orbem Terrarum Caecit, which is Latin for the quote by Gandhi, "An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind." Having a world-renowned quartet learn and perform my piece both taught me and surprised me. I never could have imagined just how much I was going to learn from working with them. But as I was finishing the piece last February, I wasn't just a composer, I was also still a student. All of my classes had deadlines too. I don't think I slept at all that month. I look forward to not being a student soon, but until then, I know that some of my music is already out of school.
Alexandra Dubois is a senior at the Indiana University School of Music. The Kronos Quartet is playing the piece she wrote for them at some of their concerts this season. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.